Carrollton City residents concerned about paying additional tax dollars to both Carrollton City government and the Carrollton City Schools District in the coming year have opportunities this week to speak to government and school officials. Both government and schools have chosen to maintain their respective millage rates. However, due to a countywide increase in property values, each will collect additional revenue from the collective taxpayers. City of Carrollton hosting a pair of public hearings on the matter today, the first at noon, the second this evening at 6 o'clock during the monthly meeting of City Council and Mayor. A third public hearing will be held September 23rd. The City Schools District hosting its final public hearing regarding the increase in tax collections is Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock. A former WLBB news director and CNN reporter has now taken on an important role of spotting inaccurate and misleading news stories on social media, especially Facebook. Alan Duke has founded a company called Lead Stories that fact-checks news stories that have been widely shared on social media platforms.
One of my partners is a technical genius. He had developed this groundbreaking computer system, where we're able to track what's happening on social media. And one of the things that we taught it to do was to identify when questionable content, disinformation, fake news is trending on social platforms.
Duke was the guest Friday on the program, which he began in the previous century, the Community Voice.
A significant amount of the disinformation, that's the stuff that's not true, that's being shared as true, is not produced by who you think it is. So there's a business model where there are people who make a lot of money by making up stuff, putting it on Facebook, knowing that some people out there click and share it, and it becomes viral. Millions of people see it.
Duke encouraging social media users to read beyond the headlines and fact-check stories to make sure they are accurate before sharing them with their friends. Duke also speaking about his experiences starting off as a journalist at WPPI and WLBB, and about working for CNN during that interview, which is now posted online at newstalk1330.com. Well, last Friday, an interchange over Interstate 20 in Carroll County was renamed after the famed military unit, the Old Guard. It is reportedly the first to be named after the group. Reporter Luke Lukert has more.
The U.S. 3rd Infantry Regiment is better known as the Old Guard, and they now have a major intersection in the city of Temple named after them. Earlier this year, Temple resident and veteran of the 3rd Infantry, Doug Robbins, requested that the interchange of Highway 113 and I-20 be named after the Old Guard. Mr. Robbins, with the help of Mayor Michael Johnson, Temple City Council, and District 68 Georgia State Rep. Jay Collins, finally saw that vision carried out. Robbins speaking with WLBB at the dedication ceremony on Friday.
Well, it's imagine if it was your birthday and Christmas all at the same time. It's like a dream come true.
The U.S. 3rd Infantry Regiment is the oldest active duty unit in the U.S. Army, being established in 1784. In 1948, it became the official ceremonial unit and escort to the president. It also provides security for Washington, D.C.
They have only been inactivated for like 6 months. That was at the very end of World War II. And in 1948, they were activated again to serve as the Army ceremonial unit in D.C. And I was in A Company in the casket team. It was my honor to be able to fold the flags over veterans in Arlington National Cemetery.
Robin says that he will now take two replicas of the signs that are displayed at the interchange to Washington, D.C., where they will be signed by various commanders of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Regiment. One will hang in the future Temple Museum. From Newstalk 1330, I'm Luke Lukert.
And visit the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page for a detailed video about the Old Guard interchange. University of West Georgia students, faculty, staff, and the West Georgia community encouraged to participate in at least one of the 10 listening sessions scheduled for this month by the University of West Georgia Presidential Search and Screen Committee. The goal for these sessions is for the committees to hear the community's thoughts on the university's culture, strengths, priorities, and opportunities. They say this feedback will be critically important in the recruitment and evaluation of candidates for UWG's next president. Dates, times, and locations and intended audiences for the 10 listening sessions are posted in the local schools section on the Newstalk1330.com website. I'm Colin Worthington.